Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Charlie Pierce has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Jesse Klein and Tom Beaudet are tied for second. They both have 3 points.
Well, we have flipped a coin. Jesse has elected to go second. Tom, you're up first. Now, all of your questions are going to be about political denials. Fill in the blank. Defending himself in the Watergate scandal, President Richard Nixon held a press conference to say, quote, I am not a blank.
Correct.
Right. In a press conference, President Clinton said that he had not had blank.
Sexual relations with that woman.
Exactly right. 18th century author Parson Weems is responsible for the apocryphal story in which George Washington says that he cannot blank.
Tell a lie.
Right. In 2009, South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford explained his mysterious absence by saying he'd been blanking.
Hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Right. When he was accused of failing to pay taxes, New York Mayor David Dinkins said, quote, I haven't committed a crime. What I did was blank.
What I did was what everybody does.
What I did was fail to comply with the law. After he was busted for soliciting an undercover cop in an airport bathroom, Senator Larry Craig blamed his blank.
His wide stance.
Yes, indeed. When asked if a crotch photo on his Twitter feed was him, blank initially said he couldn't say with certitude if it was or not.
Hard to forget the name, Anthony Weiner.
Right. When asked if he had been the victim of stereotypes about Italian men, Silvio Berlusconi said, I'm not a playboy, I'm blank.
I'm a god.
He said, I'm not a playboy, I'm a playman. Berlusconi went on to praise his comfy lazy man recliner and talk about how much he loves the games on his game man. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
Well done. All right. Jesse, you're up next. All of your questions are about celebrities and politics. Here we go. Fill in the blank. George Clooney and Sarah Jessica Parker were among those that held fundraising dinners for blank in 2012.
Barack Obama.
Right, after Marilyn Monroe sang happy birthday to him, President blank joked that now he could retire from politics.
Kennedy.
Right. To symbolize budget cuts he'd been making, in 2009, California Governor blank released a video of himself brandishing a huge knife.
Schwarzenegger.
Yes. In an effort to appeal to voters, in 2003, a Russian regional governor changed his name to blank.
I'm blanking on the blank.
Harry Ionovich Potter. Country music stations across the country pulled the Dixie Chicks from their playlists after the group made negative comments about blank.
Bush.
Right. In 2006, NFL star Drew Brees took legal action to stop blank from using his image in campaign ads.
Wait, in which year?
2006.
Who was Nixon? No, I'm just saying. 2006. Oh God, I just Tom wins. I don't know.
No, it was.
I mean, honestly.
Drew Brees took legal action to stop his mother from using his image in a campaign ad. Drew Brees' mother, Mina, was a Democratic candidate in Austin, Texas, so why not use photos of her famous son to promote her campaign? Drew Brees was not amused and issued a cease and desist order. Mina Brees complied and said that in retrospect, she probably should not have used his naked baby pictures.
Well, you do want to have an image of a baby out there somewhere.
That's true. Carl, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
Jesse had just 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 11. Tom Beaudet retains the lead with 15 points.
And how many does Charlie need to win?
7 correct answers.
Here we go, Charlie. This is for the game, and all of your questions today are going to be about first ladies.
Ooh.
Fill in the blank. After going public with her struggle with alcoholism in 1982, former first lady blank opened her famous substance abuse clinic.
Betty Ford.
Yes. As part of her Let's Move initiative, blank became the only first lady to dance the Dougie and the Running Man at an official appearance.
Michelle Obama.
Yes. After marrying French President Nicolas Sarkozy, former supermodel blank became a dual citizen of France and Italy.
What's her name? Carla Bruni?
Right. First Lydia Claudia Alta Taylor Johnson got her unique nickname when her childhood nanny said she was pretty as a blank.
Lady Bird.
Right. To win the heart of future First Lady Pat Ryan, Richard Nixon used to blank.
Drive her home from dates with other boys.
Exactly right. In 2008, Governor Sarah Palin said if she took the White House, her husband would be known as the first blank.
Dude!
Yes. Patti LuPone and Madonna are among the actresses who have portrayed Argentina's former first lady blank.
Eva Perón.
Right. When Nancy Reagan asked jazz legend Miles Davis what he had done to merit an invitation to a White House dinner, he responded by saying blank.
He had painted some lovely sketches of Spain.
No. Nancy Reagan asks Miles Davis, what did you do to get invited to a White House dinner? And he said, I've changed the course of music 5 or 6 times. What have you done except sleep with the president? When asked if she'd like to invite Miles Davis to future dinner parties at the White House, Nancy Reagan just said no. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
He had 7 correct answers, Peter, for 14 more points. So with 18 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Well done. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Focus Features, presenting the new film Hyde Park on the Hudson, starring Bill Murray as FDR and also starring Laura Linney, in theaters everywhere on Friday. The Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration to address the world's pressing environmental problems. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need. On the web at rwjf.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions' Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Thanks to the crew at the Music Center at Strathmore. The Music Center is online at www.strathmore.org. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our intern is Mackenzie Van Engelenhoven. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. With special thanks this week to Jennifer Brandel. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillag. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Tom Baudet, Jesse Klein, and Charlie Pierce. Thanks to Blythe Haga. Thanks to the wonderful crowd at the Music Center at Strathmore in North Bethesda, Maryland. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.